Hey, you're doing it wrong. Stop! Stop taping the box! Stop taping the box! You're an asshole. You're taping it the wrong way. Oh my gosh, I told you to stop. We're gonna be here all night. Please, listen to me. Do you see the arrows on the box? It says this way. So when it says this way, you tape it this way. You don't tape it on the other side just because you want to tape it on the other side. You follow the box and you listen to me. It's not that hard, Rumi. Please. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I want you to put those items right there. So the three things that are on the floor, I want you to break that down and put it in that box that you just taped the wrong way. I want those in there, and then I want my shoes over there. And then when you're done doing that, I want you to take that box, put it over there on top of that box. And then after that box, I need that other box on top of that box. And then after that box, I want it over there to the right, next to the door, because that needs to go in my passenger seat. Come on, get to it. Let's go. Let's wrap it up. We're almost done. Come on, Rumi. Pick up the pace. We don't have all night. We don't. We really don't. What am I going to do? Don't worry about me. Worry about the directions I just gave you. I'm in charge, and you're going to listen to me. Got it? Well, for your information, I'm packing all of my clothes in the suitcase. And this suitcase is going to go right behind me in the car. This is the stuff that I'm going to need right away when I get to my place. So I'm nice and neatly folding these clothes together and putting it in the suitcase. And I'm waiting for my sheets to dry in the dryer because I washed my sheets. And then I'm going to fold the sheets. And then I'm going to put the sheets I don't know what I'm going to put the sheets in. I'm going to figure out what I need to put the sheets in, because then I'm going to take the sheets. They're going to be nice and clean, so when they get to my place, I can just put the sheets on the bed and make up the bed at my new place. Just do what I told you. You are giving me a headache. A headache. You really are. No. Not that box. The other box. The one to the left. To my left. You're stressing me out. You're stressing me out. I'm gonna calm down. You want me to calm down? How can I calm down when I am moving in the morning? Well, okay, yeah, I know, it's my fault. I'm the one who just up and decided to just buy a new place. And I may be a little underprepared for this move. But you're still stressing me out. You're stressing me out with these boxes. Just stop. Okay. Okay, I took the deep breaths. Yeah, whatever, it worked. Okay, I'll calm down. Yeah, you're right. It's late. And yeah, you're right. We should call it a night. So, let's go to bed then. Yeah. You want me to come cuddle in your bed tonight? Really? This is very suspicious. What's the catch? There's no catch. Okay. I mean, I'm not gonna turn down cuddles. And it's my last night here. It's really nice of you to invite me to come cuddle. Your bed or mine? Yes, your bed is my favorite. So yes, your bed. Yes, your bed. Okay, let's go lay down. Oh, I love your bed. Your bed is the best. Hey. You're squeezing me so tight. You want to cuddle or you're trying to kill me? Thanks again for sticking around and helping me pack today, tonight. I really appreciate it, Rumi. Thank you. I honestly couldn't have done any of this without you. And I'm really sorry about, like, not telling you about moving right away and kind of keeping it a secret. I should have told you earlier. Yeah. Everything's gonna work out. You're right. Yeah. I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss this, our place. I'm gonna miss your bed. I'm gonna miss our Tom and Jerry kind of relationship. I'm gonna miss not having anybody to bother and bug. And I'm gonna miss not having somebody around to steal my stuff. Oh, come on, you steal all my shit. What was your favorite memory of us being roommates? Oh my gosh. I remember that. Oh gosh. No. So embarrassing. That was a good day, yeah. What's my favorite memory of us being roommates? I don't know, there's so many. I could do top three. Okay, starting at number three, I would say the time we got snowed in that one winter. Yeah, the one we got completely wasted because, number one, we were snowed in. The power went out and our phones died and we had nothing. We were not prepared. We had no food, nothing. And except for alcohol. So we decided to drink and drink and drink and drink. I've never been so drunk in my entire life. And we ended up having a dance battle in the middle of the living room. And I remember we were spinning. We were holding hands and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And I don't know who did it, but either you let go of my hands or I let go of your hands. Either way, I went flying into the kitchen table and you went flying into the TV and you broke the TV. And I won't forget. You're like, there's a ghost in the house. There's a ghost in the house. And I was like, I was like, you broke the fucking TV. And you just kept on saying, there's a ghost in the house. And you were just like, we have to go to the bathroom. We have to hide. And you came and scooped me up. I still have a scar from crashing into the kitchen table. And you scooped me up and threw me in the bathtub. And we just stayed in the bathroom, cracking up. Like, literally just laughing. Laughing so hard. We laughed so hard that we tired ourselves out. And we fell asleep on each other in the bathtub, hiding from the ghost that broke the TV. God, we were so hungover that day. But thank goodness the power came back on. And we didn't have work the next day because the roads were closed. And then number two favorite memory would be crashing in on all of your Zoom meetings at, when you worked from home. Honestly, that was like my favorite time. And I tried to play all those pranks on you, and your coworkers thought they were so funny. And I still want to go to your dinner, the dinner, your work dinner. If you don't have a date, I'm sure you'll have one, but just in case you don't have one, you should totally bring me, because I would love to go, because your coworkers seem like really fun. And number one, my favorite memory of us being roommates is, drumroll please, it is the time we thought we found a stray cat, and we thought we were giving it shelter and we were gonna keep it, and we got so attached to it, and we named him Pop-Tart because he would not stop getting into the Pop-Tarts. I don't know how he got into the cabinet to get the Pop-Tarts, but whenever we couldn't find him, he would be in the cabinet with the Pop-Tarts. And one day I came home to you with a flyer in my hand and tears falling down my face and all the sniffles, and I told you that Pop-Tart had a home and somebody was looking for him. And I remember you started crying and I was so sad. It was so sad. I've never seen you cry like that. It was kind of cute. And you went and grabbed Pop-Tart. And then you came and grabbed me and we just sat on the couch and just cried and cried and cried. We had gotten so close. That was the first time in months a cat brought us together. We never fought, we never got an argument. It was like we were really close friends. This cat brought us together and we were like their cat parents. And it was so much fun, and we always had so much fun with that cat. And then all of a sudden it was just ripped away from us. And of course, we did the right thing, and we returned Pop-Tart to his rightful owners. But yeah, it was a sad memory, but a happy memory, because I remember all the stupid stuff me and Pop-Tart would do. But yeah, I would say that's my favorite memory. Oh gosh, don't start crying, you little baby. Sure, Pop-Tart is doing okay. I imagine he thinks about us all the time. He probably thinks about you all the time. Yeah, I'm getting tired. Thanks again for everything, Rumi. I hope we can, I don't know, keep in touch, maybe. I'd like us to be, I don't know about friends, I'd like us to be
What's an upgrade from roomie? Yeah, that. Yeah, let's go with that. So that means you'll have to come visit me at my new place sometime, right? And I'll give you the house tour, and by the time you come visit me, I'll know, like, the area, and maybe I'll have some friends, and we can go out and explore the town, and I can show you all my favorite places and my favorite restaurants, and we can have a nice little weekend vacation together, and I'll come down and see you and see your place if you decide to get a new place, or maybe you'll stay here. But I think we really have to try to keep in touch. I'm really bad with keeping in touch with people sometimes, but I really want to keep in touch with you. As much as you annoyed the hell out of me, you got me through a lot of shit. I'm super grateful that I had a respectful roommate who, even though we fought, you did always have my back and always made sure I was safe and okay. I'm gonna miss having you as a roommate. Just know, if you get another girl roommate, she has nothing on me. I'm gonna be your favorite roommate. You're always gonna compare your roommates to me. And I'm always gonna be the best. I don't care what you say. I know you love me. You have love for me. I know you do. Alright. I'm really gonna try to get some sleep because it's a long, long drive for me tomorrow. Or today. Oh gosh. Yeah, I'll see you in the morning.